Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
I'm Brandon.
And this is
Only We Matter. So in the midst of talking about spirituality and Jesus and who he is, what about the role, since for you, growing up, being religious meant going to church, meant spirituality, then what was the role of a pastor for you? What did that look like? And then in culture, what was the role of pastor in your culture, maybe even just outside of the building and stuff? What did that look like?
So the whole, when you would say pastor, was this man of God,
right,
authoritative, mm-hmm, not abusive. I mean,
right,
I didn't experience that. So mm-hmm, that's why I would say not abusive,
yeah,
but maybe. But definitely respected,
yeah,
right away.
Even in the community or just within the church?
Even in the community. Yeah. No,
right,
community. Right across the board. He's a pastor. Oh, okay. Better not swear around him. Oh,
right,
better not have a drink around him.
Not Pastor Joe. No.
No, no, not Pastor Joe. Oh, watch your mouth. Don't, you know? I mean,
yeah,
there was no give. It was the stereotypical pastor that you see on TV of straight-laced.
Yeah.
Here's the box. That's what I grew up with.
Right. Yeah.
But, and approachable to a degree.
Yeah, right.
But he would be the first person, like if you said, I think I need to go for counseling or I need to talk to somebody, you call your pastor.
Right.
It was your local pastor.
Yeah.
There's
a tragedy.
Yeah, you called your local pastor.
Right.
Yeah. Or if you didn't have a pastor, you didn't go to church, you would say, hey, I know you have a pastor. Can I have his name? You gave out the name and
mm-hmm,
he would come and be with you. It wasn't necessarily just within your congregation.
Yeah.
You know, he was the community type pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And held a lot of weight.
Right.
His words held a lot of weight.
Right.
And what I was going to say is lived what he talked, but I don't think that's accurate.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think that's accurate.
Learning a little bit more of that these days, right? So
yeah,
it was really interesting. So I'll tell you a story of my experience with a bit of, I think, what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Nadine and I did our honeymoon in Tennessee. So we drove from Alberta,
Bible Belt,
down to Tennessee, and I needed an oil change because we drove that far, apparently. So, and our vehicle was brand new, and so we were like, well, let's take care of it. So we said, well, let's go to the dealership there and work with that. We were told how to go about that by friends and stuff to make sure we didn't get cheated out. So anyway, so we went straight to the dealership. That was our rule we had to do. And so we did, and we were waiting, and I was talking with one of the salesmen came and started chatting and asked what we were doing there. And so we said, we're on a honeymoon, and what do you do? He's like, oh, I'm a pastor up in Canada. And he's like, oh, you're a pastor. And so we talk about this, and he goes to church, of course, because I think everyone does, but
right,
in Tennessee. And so this happens. And then he goes and does his business, and I come to pay my bill at the end. It's all paid for.
What?
It's all paid for.
What?
And so I went up to him and said, hey, did you pay for my bill? He's like, yeah, I took care of it. I take care of my pastors. Right? Takes care of pastors.
Oh, that is so my generation.
Right, right. Yeah.
That is so my generation.
And I was like, wow, like I feel like as a pastor myself, like I'm well taken care of by people. Like I do live in rural,
right,
Alberta, which I think has a piece of that.
Right.
Like
you do a wedding and they pay you in chickens?
Yes, I definitely get chickens and the straw for them to live in. No. No, but it's like they just really did that, and not saying I don't get that here, like it's absolutely like get taken care of, but I think there is that mentality in the South in,
yeah,
particular that's still probably more of what your generation experienced of the pastor having a voice in the community automatically, not just within the church, but within the town you're in or the city you're in.
Oh,
you turn to the pastor.
Flashback is Footloose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Footloose, but the original one.
Right.
Is more believable to me than the remake.
Right, yes. Yes, because now we have a different idea of what
yes,
a pastor
right,
is, right? So,
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really interesting because now it's like people don't automatically call a pastor for a tragedy or.
There isn't an automatic respect.
No.
For a pastor.
No. Which maybe is fine, good or bad.
Yep.
It's just the change.
It is.
And,
yep.
You know, maybe us pastors had too much power in the past for who we were. But, when if a marriage is falling apart, I don't think, especially in culture in general, with outside the church, think I need to go to a pastor. They probably think I should do counseling.
Yes.
Go to a counselor.
Yeah.
But even being on my FCSS board.
And what is that?
FCSS is Family Community Support Services. So it's all social services within our community.
Okay.
So I was on the advisory board for that as a minister, as a pastor.
Really?
Yeah. They respected that role on that board. However, the thought on the board wasn't around that. So we were talking about counseling because we didn't have a community counselor for a while. There's no counselors in town. And so what do we do? They're trying, all of a sudden they realized, oh, wait, our churches. What about our pastors in town? You know, can we not
really
lean
that was
on?
Like,
and so one of the people on the board was like, oh, Brandon, you're pastor. We could just put you in this role. And there was a bit of mentality of that. And it surprised me. It surprised me really, like, incredibly, because I'm like, really? You like would do that? And you could tell then some other people in the room were hesitant.
Like, yeah,
it, all
because
of a sudden,
all
it got
of a sudden,
a little awkward
these...
in the room.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe in your day back in your generation would be way less awkward with that.
It would just be an automatic, I would think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course we go to counseling with the pastor.
Yeah.
Why not refer them? Refer people to them.
We've tried everything else. Let's try the pastor.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't think that happens at all now.
No. Well, I mean, it just did my community just last year, but.
Well, yeah. So that happens.
Maybe just, I don't know. But like, I mean, even the image of a pastor is different. You know, you can have pastors now.
You wear Wranglers. You wore Wranglers to church.
I wore Wranglers to church today.
See, my generation, suits.
Oh, yeah.
Suits and ties.
Might go to hell now for wearing jeans.
Well, I'm not going to say anything, but.
Church.
Yeah, you should probably take an extinguisher with you when you.
Yeah, exactly.
Travel anywhere.
But even like, you know, you see a guy with tattoos and you don't think.
Oh, he would never be a
never
pastor.
Be a pastor.
He's
but
a biker.
Like, you know, a ton.
That was my generation.
Just a biker. Yeah, totally.
He's a biker. Yeah. He's that is a bad dude.
Yeah, 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 totally. And like now, it's like you look around as you walk down the street, and any person could be a pastor. It's not just the guy in the suit and tie.
Yeah, it's the surfer dude.
Right.
It's yeah. I mean, I can't think of the guy's name, but, you know, he started his whole church in the corner of a bar.
Right.
And he was a pastor.
Yeah. Well, or it's the artist she's playing music at a coffee shop you know, and she's a pastor or, you know.
Yeah, it's true. You knew who a pastor was. They were clean cut, clean shaven.
Right.
Dressed in a suit, dress pants. Tie on Sunday, but we also had roast beef and mashed potatoes on Sunday too.
Right.
That doesn't happen anymore.
I love roast beef and mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, throw in the Yorkshire pudding and I'm hooked. Yeah. But nowadays.
That's almost offensive to pastors of my generation. Right?
Mashed potatoes?
Absolutely, roast beef and mashed potatoes. forcing to wear a suit and tie, right? Expecting that image on pastors. Of my generation would be like, that's religious.
Right,
come back to that word now.
Yeah.
That's religious and doesn't really, it's not
I have
spiritual.
Freedom in
it's
Christ.
Not a part of my spirituality.
It's not who I
it's
am.
It's a style.
It's a style.
Not that we would be.
Imposed upon the culture.
Right.
Yeah.
Church culture.
Wow. Yeah. We are talking about fashion. That's great.
We're talking about fashion, pastor fashion.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the pastors' wives always wore dresses.
Oh, yeah. Past their knees.
Past the knees.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, we're talking about the 50s, but that's not true.
No,
it's like probably 40 years
this
ago.
This was probably my growing up
years.
In the 90s. And even into the 2000s that was just.
I think the change really has been this new millennium.
And it's still changing.
Yes.
Right? Because I think there's still.
We're bringing the suits back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll wear a suit on Sunday. It's just not every Sunday.
Right.
It'll be random. And then I get all kinds of reactions
oh,
from people.
Oh, where are you going?
But I get reactions every Sunday from how I what I wear.
Like today with Wranglers. Honestly, I cannot get over
from
Wranglers.
Wranglers, if I wear a suit jacket
I'm
one Sunday, I get a reaction from two sides.
Interesting.
Right?
You
wore
no jeans?
What I wear.
Oh, that's the other thing. No jeans
oh, yeah,
in
no
church.
Jeans.
None.
Not even for people.
No.
Regular.
Oh,
regular,
no, you don't.
Regular
no.
low-life people.
Thanks for listening to today's episode.
That's been Only We Matter with Jacqueline and Brandon. You can find us on iTunes, Instagram, Facebook,
Stitcher, TuneIn,
Google Play
Music.
Yeah, we are all over the place. So we look forward to hearing from you. And go out and have a great day.